to Inside Assemble AI, the podcast where we explore how artificial intelligence is transforming business strategy and innovation. I'm Sam, and alongside my co-host, Mank, we continue our mission to cut through the AI hype and bring you real insights from leaders who are implementing AI strategically in their organizations. In our first episode, we explored AI in marketing strategy. Today, we are shifting our focus to one of the most critical areas where AI is making a profound impact, education.
Thanks, Sam. Our episode is called today, AI in Education Innovation. And we are asking, how is AI reshaping the way we teach, learn, and grow? We'll dive into the practical AI tools for educators, explore how to maintain learning integrity while embracing AI, discuss the future of inclusive education technology. Our guest today has made a fascinating journey from VR education to becoming a certified AI training coach. And they're at the forefront of helping schools navigate this AI transformation. So whether you are an educator, exploring AI integration, a school administrator, planning digital transformation, or a parent curious about AI's role in your child's education, this conversation will provide valuable insights and practical guidance.
So today, we are joined by Sean McLaughlin from across the pond, UK, a VR educator turned certified AI training coach who specializes in inclusive edtech solutions. Sean, what makes Sean's perspective unique is his focus on ensuring AI tools to promote equitable learning for diverse learners, including students with special educational needs. He has been working directly with teachers and school leaders to navigate the practical challenges of AI adoption while maintaining educational integrity and student ownership of learning. Sean, we are excited to have you here to share your insight on this critical topic on the impact of AI on education.
Glad to dive in. Thank you.
Over to you, Mike. Let's start with the first Q&A.
So, Sean, can you walk us through your journey from VR educator to certified AI training coach, advocating for tools like Magic School AI?
Yes, most definitely. So, for me, technology in schools and the classroom was all about trying to help teachers. And so way back before the explosion of AI, I was using tools like Power Automate and other Microsoft tools, OneNote, and all these different tools to just support teachers, really. And that's always been my heart to, sort of free up their time. And then especially, and I almost don't like mentioning it anymore, but the time we all had to stay home, you know. I put a lot of energy into supporting learners, supporting teachers. And I was, to be honest, I was drained. And so during that time, I was just looking for everything I could automate to just sort of claw some of this time back for myself and for teachers, and to make lessons engaging for students who had to go, who were forced to go home, stay home. And AI kind of popped up. And I've always been a bit of an explorer, and I've started playing around with AI, and that would have been the early ChatGPT, and then quite quickly soon afterwards was Bing AI, and then and so on. But I was always sort of diving in and discovering ways, and just all the time it just kept on growing so fast, didn't it? It was different each month, and still today it seems slowed down a little bit, but for a while there it was really, you know, changing all the time. So I just started learning it and learning as much as I could about it. And then I did start to see ways that I could use this to support and teachers, include learners, support myself even, and just try and, you know, just try and level the playing field, I guess, really. And since that time, I've kind of shifted from, because there was a lot of creating with AI, and I kind of now shifted to, right, what's the purpose? You know, this, where's the meaning behind this? So, that's my current focus at the moment.
Great. And I completely resonate with you because I remember that, you know, during COVID time that the kids, they were not able to go to school, and that's why they have started the online education time. So that was actually one of the evolution from, you know, going to school to there to entirely virtual. And from there now AI. So it's the next level of transformation from virtual to complete. You know, the education system is best with AI. Having said that, my next question is that what was the moment or experience that made you realize that AI would be as transformative for education as VR had been for you?
So I think as I was using it, I was just discovering how powerful it was, really. And then seeing how others were using it, and it was just getting so powerful about being able to create and do things for others. And I guess in that, yeah, it was a big shift, and it was such a great big shift from just digital to something, you know, that could think cognitively and critically, and yeah, could really, you know, be a powerful tool. So I think, yeah, definitely, wanted to roll with it, but try and really focus on sort of using it ethically and correctly and to enhance learning rather than to take learning away. So I had a big focus on studying it, by doing that, it's really important for schools to say set up policies around it. There's a lot in the UK about sort of inclusion with technology, and I really see AI as that, because it can translate anything, can't it? It can read anything. It's so good at summarizing anything, isn't it? Or turning into a podcast. So yeah, it's just such a key tool for inclusion. But definitely not to, because it could do all your thinking. But I think, as I've sort of seen, I've seen that students don't want that. They don't want it to do their thinking. They, like us, they want a tool to support them. So it's really important to sort of, yeah, grasp this concept and help students as well as ourselves and teachers.
Yeah. Thank you. Can't agree with you more on that. My next questions I'm going to redirecting to Sam.
Thanks, Mac. And I'm really glad that we started this podcast with talking about such an influential like a topic right now. It's very important at this moment to understand that how education can progress further with the help of AI. So now, moving on to that, as schools have started embracing AI-powered learning, what practical steps and mind shift should be involved to pursue in that direction? I mean, Sean, if something that you can share from your previous experience utilizing AI-powered learning tools, then that'll be great.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's like lifelong learning, really, and curiosity. And I think AI, and apologies for the stumble there, AI is, especially when I've been using, say, Notebook LM, and I've been doing research, and it sort of enables deeper research, so curiosity. So you're finding stuff that you might not have ever known there by just sort of delving a bit deeper, and it gives you the power to do that. And tools like Elicit as well, you can type in a query, and it just and enables that sort of deeper curiosity. And I always say, around creativity as well with AI is, it's the co-pilot. And actually, we can really use our imagination. Mm-hmm. And I recently went to see a Yoko Ono exhibition in London, and her thing was Imagine, like her book. And one thing that really stood out to me was all she had was some extractions on the wall, and she said, create the picture inside your head. And so I thought to myself, that's kind of like creating a prompt to create a picture. So you're using your imagination and to create something. So I really feel, there's a lot of people saying, yeah, it can really take away thinking and imagination. But I think it's, in ways it can enhance it as well in the right right mindset, really.
Yep. No, I mean, like you mentioned about the notebook LM, right? I used that AI tool a couple of times. I remember I was trying to play with a certain document, and I wanted to create a mind map based on that notebook LM, and it was kind of giving me a really nice mind map, and that is something that helped me understand about the full document instead of just going over, like, you know, each and every page. So this kind of tool really helped us to kind of, like, you know, just grasp the summary of some certain document in a quicker manner. So thank you for your perspective on that. So I was going through, you know, your one of your LinkedIn posts where you mentioned about Magic School AI. And what I really got to know about that, this Magic School AI is a startup that actually founded in Denver, where I'm currently based in. So can you tell us a little bit of experience with this platform, Magic School AI, what it does and how it's kind of empowering that AI-based education strategy?
Yeah, so yeah, it is a startup from Denver, isn't it? And I went to see him at BET, sort of their first year, and they were just sort of like, just the owner, Adil Khan, and I think he had one other sort of guy with him, really small booth, and just, yeah, the next year they're back, and they, you know, they've got a huge booth and a huge team. And then I actually did a speaking on them, on evidence-based, really. And for me, looking into Magic School AI was around that shift. So I've been using AI, and I've seen others using AI, and I've seen others benefiting from it. And I was like, right, what's the next step? How do we get it into schools? How do we get into schools safely, ethically? How do we train students in AI literacy? And Magic School AI is a tool like that. So I think it's based on a ChatGPT and education wraparound. So it's all sort of it's almost like guardrails. So I often describe AI for students in general, just any, you know, Copilot or any of them, as the Wild West. But then a tool like Magic School AI has got the guardrails. It's like a sheriff in town. And then what's even more powerful about Magic School AI is the teacher can sort of see what's going on and moderate and just, yeah, really sort of pick up on what a student needs or how to just enhance their learning, really. And then, yeah, it's just evolving all the time. You can now create chatbots and all sorts of things. But, yeah, I think it was mostly that. It was mostly how can we get it in schools? How can we get into schools with evidence-based, you know, saying that it actually does enhance learning, it does save teachers' time, rather than just it always being, it just felt like AI was always the potential to do something, but without any really hard, fast evidence. So, yeah, I think my research on Magic School AI was very positive, and I'm hoping to continue actually with some research on around AI in education.
Thanks, Sean. Those of you who are in our, you know, listeners are in the education business, or if you're a teacher or a learner, I would definitely recommend you to go ahead and try that Magic School AI. It's a very revolutionary education platform that's coming up really hot, and a lot of people start using it. With that being said, I'm going to pass it over to Mac to take us to the next question.
Thanks, Sam. I love the way the conversation is going. So my next question to Sean, that, you know, we have seen students say AI removes the intimidation factor and builds collaborative. So how do you foster that environment that where students see AI as a learning partner rather than a shortcut?
Yeah, so it's really important to role model that, and and back to what I was saying, sort of, it's to enhance your imagination, to enhance your research. So and I think I've started to see some tools as well that for example, there's one I've been doing demos on called Wayground, and it's a quiz, an AI quiz sort of generator. That's probably not the best term for it, but it's a quiz game, but it's now AI powered, should I say. And what some really good examples of it are, you can change the questions to be real world. So instead of it just being a sort of a really plain question, and you got the students going, when would this ever help me in my life? And you can change the question to it, and it will give a real world example. And then also you can kind of joke around as well, and you can have it sound like Shakespeare or somewhere else. So yeah, I think sort of role modeling that, trying to make it real world. And I think if we're benefiting from, you know, AI and its uses, why not students? I think so. We need to be open, really, and say, yes, you know, you can use AI. I'm not worried. And I think as we've all gone on, we really know if something's AI, don't we? Pretty much know there's, if it's AI, there's real telltale signs, or you know someone, don't you? So I think it's sort of about getting to know your learners, give them that trust. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, the majority won't want to cheat. There will be some, but I think, you know, I think you've definitely got to give them the benefit of the doubt and build that sort of that trust. And then hopefully that will, lead away from sort of, you know, them being academically integral rather than sort of wanting to cheat. And yeah, that's kind of what I always sort of, you know, say to educators.
Thanks, John. I love that. So having said that, just wanted to know that when I love the collaborative approach anyways, but when you were saying that, you know, like students are collaborating, how do you see yourself that, you know, that are our students losing the creativity? Like eventually, you know, 6-5 years back, if they wanted to create a design, and now that everything is prompt-based, they are just simply put the prompts in an AI tools, and then they are having the design, or, you know, so do you think like the creativity is going down for the kids, or it is actually enhancing their creativity?
I don't think it's down. You probably got more, you know, it's been enhanced more, because I know for a lot of kids would probably say, I'm not creative, I can't read aloud, for example. Yeah, if there's got an AI sort of platform helping them read, and then once they see the percentages are better, you know, they're actually like, oh, I can read. And so I think I think it's including others more. So you still will have a select few who are just really creative anyway, and they can just do things like hand paint. But yeah, for a lot of us who can't paint and draw, and you know, it really includes others, doesn't it, into that creative process. But again, I would definitely role model and say, okay, this can do this really easy, but let's just really focus on your imagination. You know, what can you imagine to create, not just sort of do it the easy way. You know, really look at what you can create and how you can create it better, even. Sort of get feedback on whether that's good, or, you know, can it be improved.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. And I just wanted to add just one more thing here, that I think we also need to teach our kids like how they are going to leverage AI, not just simply, you know, I mean, it's just taking away their creative stuff, but at the same time, like how they are using AI much more intelligently, so that you know, it can increase your productivity. So having said that, I'm going to pass it over to Sam for the next question.
Thanks, Mac. I'm glad that we already touched upon a few important items on how AI is making impact in the education area. Now, previously, Sean, you did mention about how AI is, you know, like how teachers are getting benefited from some of this AI-powered education platform. So could you please tell us about your journey in supporting teachers in adapting some of those AI-driven tools, and also kind of like helping them out developing a growth mindset around digital learning?
Yeah, so this is definitely goes back to my heart on wanting to sort of support teachers and save time, and we've discovered that time doesn't exist for yourself, but yeah, just to sort of support teachers and give them time for another task, say, or to, you know, be able to support a learner better, or because I can remember classrooms are very crazy paces these days, and yeah, I really see AI as a can be a real good classroom assistant, really, especially, you know, especially a tool like Magic School Eye and others like that. And so yeah, I go in with that mindset, really, and I say, look, that's my heart. I want to sort of help support you. I know how difficult education can be, and that's my main goal, really. And then from that, the students start to benefit. So because of the teachers got more time for them. Yeah, and I think usually if you go in with a demo and a tool, and they just see something that leverages time from them, or you know, solves a real pain point for them, you know, their eyes light up when you click the button. And I remember doing a training recently at the London College of Contemporary Arts in London. It's a real like creative sort of higher ed institution, and there's some really vocal, you know, responses around sort of using AI for, say, feedback. And but then I just ended with Canva code, and it just did the vibe coding, and as it went down the screen, you know, everyone was just sort of, yeah, blown away. So there's, yeah, everyone, you know, there was a lot of vocal voices, but yeah, everyone was like, yeah, really blown away by that at the end. So it's just finding those moments really that solve big problems for teachers. And yeah, and that's it. I mean, sometimes I think AI is changing so much, and I just want to some days just go back to being a forestry instructor, or I take my daughter canoeing. I think, oh, it's just technology's changing so much. Why not just be a canoe instructor, so I don't have to keep thinking and training on it? And but if I can and help others, that's I will keep sort of, yeah, sharing the power of it, really.
So, yeah, Sean, you know, if I understand correctly, you're basically saying that the AI is actually helping the teachers to amplify their knowledge and even expand their horizons, I guess. And I also believe that, you know, that AI is also helping the teachers to cut down some of those, like, manual review process, you know, like, and sometimes I feel like now the students do have AI to ask their questions, like preliminary or primitive questions first, right? Before even they reach out to the instructor or the teachers, you know, for the same thing. So I feel like it's kind of like cut down some manual efforts from the teachers, as now students have their like a go-to, like a digital assistant or resource as an AI. And I just feel like teachers can focus more on developing more strategic contents, or maybe, you know, think out of the box to see how they can help the learners to kind of, you know, in their education journey, not just bogged down with kind of like just reviewing the, you know, like the papers or reviewing some like in assignments on a daily basis. Maybe they can offload some of the stuff to AI, could do that auto grading stuff. That's where I feel like the AI is becoming very important, where you can just offload some of the mundane like auto grading tasks for primitive questions and stuff, and teacher can focus more on building up the education content more robust and more like, you know, aligned towards like in a learner's journey.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they're really powerful, and I lost my background there for some reason. It's saying visual effects on a
game. I like your background. This one is perfect.
So yeah, it's there's something around just creating sort of learning resources to save time. Yeah, I think you can sort of add some input there, but and then also around understanding your students, especially in higher education, it's really important to sort of you know, read what they're saying, and but yeah, there's definitely ways you can you know, just cut through some of those mundane stuff. 100%.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Having said that, I'm gonna pass it over to Mang for the next segment of question.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. And I really actually resonate with Sam and Sean both. I think in that way that implementing AI will give teacher more time to think more critically, so that, you know, they can focus more on thinking how innovative way they can implement their strategy for, you know, like uplifting the students' educations, rather than doing the administrative work.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, my next question to Sean, that as a specialist in inclusive education tech, how do you ensure that AI tools promote equitable learning for SEND and diverse learners?
Okay. So they're kind of I think that's one of the powers of AI currently. So it's just so good at, say, for example, translating something, or as we mentioned earlier, Notebook LM sort of cuts through tons and tons of stuff that you got to read. And for example, I'm a bit of a slow visual sort of interpreter. So, yeah, that's why sometimes the questions I really forget them really quickly. So a tool like Notebook LM, I used to put into all the research into a podcast, and I'd walk down the cookie trail, which is an old railway line outside where I live, and I've just listened to the podcast, and I could skip back and I could take notes. So it's just that, it's got the power to do that, to really include others. And that's definitely in the UK at the moment, a focus of the Department for Education about inclusion. So it's a real easy selling point to say these tools, like I mentioned earlier, Wayground, it can change it to real world question types and just make it more relevant for students. And with Magic School AI, it's, you know, it's in a safe environment. It's got its guardrails. So yeah, it's all those really important pieces in education that you bring in, really.
So I have one follow up question for that. So when you say that, can you also give us a concrete example for how AI has helped level up playing field for students with different learning needs?
Yeah, okay. Give me a second. Translating, for example, in Canva, one of my greatest sort of achievements in teaching was I had some students from the Ukraine, and to be able to sort of get a document that was for all my other learners and just so quickly, you know, translate it into Ukrainian for them or translate the voice, you know, the questions into Ukrainian was just so meaningful for me. And also with Magic School AI and that sort of inclusive, safe environment, the AI really tutors a student. So beyond what you can do, really. And you can differentiate that, and it's, no one knows what's on their screen either, so they might be struggling with a concept, and you can just differentiate it for individual students just on their own screen. Right. And Wayground does that as well. So there's a lot of accommodations, and Wayground's a new one I've been training on, and we're a UK partner for Wayground, the company I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge advocates of sort of including learners, and that's where the name sort of Wayground comes from. So finding a way on common ground for all students. And yeah, the AI can just differentiate the questions for each learner, and those questions stay, and they can be real world, they can be, you know, in their own context, or, you know, or fun as well. So it's all those little things that, yeah, just enhance that sort of inclusiveness, really. But I definitely, and I say in higher ed as well, that just to be able to research, so that the research tool and be able to sort of just dig a bit deeper I mean, in Elicit, sometimes you're doing research, so you're new to research, and you've got an idea, the questions around methodologies, and you're not quite sure, you know, what you want to ask around that, and you just start typing in a query, and it kind of like gives you an idea of what your question might be, and in a higher ed, you know, in a higher order thinking sort of way, and so that's just a really, you know, cool way to just sort of, it's showing the students, I could be asking this, and then just sending them down another sort of learning journey, really, like you said, Sam, earlier. So yeah, those I'd definitely say I've loads of examples I've seen, and so that's why I'm a big advocate for it.
Great example, Sean, and I can't agree with you enough on that. So one of the things that, since you brought this up about the translation, I'm glad that you actually brought it up. So one of my friends, when he was actually translating during organizing the meeting, and I mean, that's the power of AI. So initially, that what we do, like we're so busy with doing the meeting notes stuff, then, you know, we hardly get some time to put our brain onto a meeting. So right now we can do multiple stuff in just one meeting, and you know, I mean, just by implementing AI. So you can do the meeting notes, you can translating, you can also think, you know, like critical thinking, you can add values to the meeting more. So now I'm going to pass it over to Sam.
Yeah, 100%.
Thanks. Can't agree with you both on this one. It seems like AI definitely plays a significant role in bringing equity in education, especially allowing non-native English speakers to even like get those translation messages, so they could even also, you know, follow along at the same time.
Right.
So definitely, that's a part of AI for sure. Yeah. Now, it brings me to the last but not the least question. Actually, it's my favorite question. What are the key ethical or privacy challenges that, Sean, you envision while people are adapting AI in education and their learning journey?
Yeah, I mean, it's been said by lots of people, really. Mm-hmm. And when anyone rolls out a sort of AI policy, it's just really important to not people's information in. I mean, I don't mind putting my own information in, but yeah, I wouldn't want to put anyone else's information in or learners' information. The AI, the importance of training students sort of AI literacy and just, you know, what's real, what's not, is really important piece. I mean, when I used to teach students, it was with Google, and they'd always go for the first Google answer, and you know, so they even needed training back then on just sort of
right.
Web search, and so even more importantly now on AI. And obviously I think a lot of the bias has been dealt with, but it's still there, isn't it? So it's important to sort of teach others about there could be bias in the models, and also but I think I see this on one of Shivi's podcasts. I think hallucination has maybe gone down because everyone used to go, you know, hallucinates, but I think the percentage has gone lower. So I think it's definitely becoming a really powerful, trustworthy tool. But yeah, so and the ethical things seem to be sort of lessened. I mean, I think they've definitely got more powerful on security, and especially the big tech companies like Microsoft and Google and OpenAI. But there's still stuff out there. I see today about Elon Musk and his baby Grok. I didn't quite gather what was going on there, but there's still some tools out there that, you know, you have to be careful navigating. But I think on the whole, humanity is grasping it quite well, and as long as there's voices keep on saying, you know, let's just sort of use our minds here and just sort of to assess this tool, really.
Nope, Sean, I think I totally agree with you, especially on the hallucination remarks. As the, you know, the LLM models are getting sophisticated day by day, the hallucination effect is gonna go down in future, that's for sure. And also, one of the things that I notice personally is that now AI, like ChatGPT or Perplexity or Claude, can also give you like a references or links. So that means you can validate that their arguments or what opinions they're sharing with you. I think that's also a game changer because I remember like a few years back when ChatGPT first came across, and my better half is in academia, you know, she's a researcher. So I was having that conversation with her and she was telling me that from an academic researcher standpoint, you know, they need to see some references, like some sort of acknowledgement and some links, so they can at least approve or they can at least have confidence on what AI tools are saying right now. But 2 years down the line, now we can see AI tools started giving you references. So I think that's the change. I think we started seeing that AI is also not just giving you random facts, but also giving you supportive comments to those random facts. So you can validate that, using your human judgment, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's great and I think that's going to help AI to progress further and making a huge impact in education or academic world. So I totally agree with you, Sean, on that. So having said that, you know, I would say that this has been a fascinating conversation with you. It's incredibly enlightening, and I'm pretty sure our listeners will also agree with me on that. So now, Sean, you know, where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about your work in navigating through AI journey and also kind of like spearheading an ambassador of bringing AI in education platform?
Oh, just find me on LinkedIn. I'm friends with Sam and Mac. Yeah, that's my favorite platform, also an AI powered platform. But yeah, this conversation has been fab, and on each point I definitely could have kept going, couldn't we? Like I definitely could have come back on that last point, Sam. So yeah, maybe we should do it again sometime. And yeah, I'm really inspired by some of your initiatives. You have meetups, don't you, Sam, in Denver, AI meetups, and we're all part of the enthusiast community. And yeah, so it's been wonderful to chat with you guys this evening daytime where you are.
Thank you. We all I can say that we all are doing our fair share to kind of like spreading awareness about how AI can be impactful that in every area, especially in education. I'm going to pass it over to Mac for the closing remarks.
Thank you so much, Sean. And thanks to all of you for listening to this second episode of Inside Assemble AI. So we have covered actually a lot. So we have covered Sean's transformations from a VR educator to AI educator, and then how the school eruption in AI, then the fostering collaboration, how teachers are using AI, also using different AI tools, and then also ethics and governance. So if you guys found this conversation valuable, please subscribe and share it with educators, administrators, or parents who might benefit from understanding AI's role in education. Until next time, this has been AI in Education Innovation, our second episode of Inside Assemble AI, delivering our core message. Keep innovating, but keep it strategic. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.